Looking for the real stories behind your community? Tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast that brings the Tippecanoe Gazette to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin, Newsmakers dives into exclusive interviews with local business owners, community leaders, and event organizers, giving you a front row seat to what's happening in Tip City, Ohio. Your community, your stories, your podcast. Newsmakers, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
On this episode of Coffee and Cryptids, we will be discussing my personal favorite cryptid. It's a little guy known endearingly as the Fresno Nightcrawler. With the first known sighting being recorded in 2007 on a security camera in Fresno, California, hence his name, several other sightings have also been documented since then. The most famous footage originates from Yosemite National Park and exhibits a pair of odd beings walking through an open clearing at night. Described as pale white creatures with long legs, no noticeable torso or arms, and a round head, they are akin to a pair of anthropomorphized pants out for a midnight stroll. What could be more endearing? In the Yosemite footage, there appears to be a larger nightcrawler leading a much smaller and awkward leggy boy that some have assumed to be a child of some sort. Many people have tried to recreate the mysterious footage, but cannot seem to duplicate the unique movements of the cryptids. Theories, of course, include a well-staged hoax, an unknown and elusive species native to the very specific areas, and even, you guessed it, aliens!
What? That's crazy! I've never...
It's always aliens.
Someone called Doctor Who.
Has to be aliens.
It's always aliens.
It is. Always.
It's just kind of me. Have you ever wished that you had a pet pair of pants?
On occasion. For special occasions.
I don't think I would really enjoy having a pet pair of pants.
That, like, walks around and does goofy stuff.
By goofy stuff, you mean freaking about? Yeah.
Yeah, freaking about with their little child in tow.
Oh, yeah.
Their child in tow.
See, I think it's really funny. I used to be really scared of the Fresno
Night crawlers. Yeah, yes. like the worm.
Yeah, night crawlers. Yeah, I used to be really scared of them because I don't know. I don't like Uncanny Valley things.
Yeah, that's
And
fair.
They're literally just like pants.
Yeah, they're like
and
pants
they take
with a head.
Big strides too. They'd be stepping.
They look
well, you're
like
so short.
Oh, okay. So a personal jab. I see.
They look like an AI's definition, a real life AI creation that's like awkwardly walking through the field.
Freck?
A freck.
A yeah. Freck no nice crawler.
Nice crawler is crazy.
That's well, the polite version.
Who's to say that the Fresno night crawlers aren't nice?
I'm sure they are. Like, have you seen the footage? So to be fair, the first time I saw it, I was scared too, just because I'm like, the unexplained.
Slenderman.
But the more
pants.
I watch it, I'm like, you know, these guys look like they're just out to have a good time. Like, they're out.
Yeah, they're after they're, a good time and then absorb your soul.
No!
Absorb?
Oh my gosh, why would a child...
Absorb.
Okay. If he has a
why
child,
would a child?
Him, why would a child... Well, actually...
Children be absorbing.
You're very passionate about them being cute.
Exactly. Leggy boys. That's...
Leggy boys. Yeah. If not friend, why friend-shaped?
Why leg-shaped?
I don't think... A pair of pants is very friend-shaped.
Depends on the type of pants. Bell bottoms?
Yeah. I guess if it's like a pair of sweatpants, because what's more friendly than a pair of sweatpants after a long day at work?
Real.
Real.
Real. Okay.
There you go.
I'm being converted slowly.
Okay.
Maybe. The church of crawler.
The church of crawler?
That's diabolical, actually.
On him.
Thank you for joining. Stay spooky.
Hi, everybody. Tune in to the Village Idiots podcast, please. Come to my clubhouse.
Why?
Spotify.
Mickey,
YouTube.
Are you having
Apple,
a stroke?
Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts, I think, yeah.
Mickey's different personalities are coming over.